Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Wherever the Orioles season takes you.
Say goodbye to this ball.
Download the free Odyssey app and hear reactions to all the biggest moments. Download it today and search 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, everybody. It's your buddy Bob Haney here. Are you seeing the prices at grocery stores lately? It feels like the numbers just keep going up. But listen, I don't sweat it because I use Upside. With the Upside app, I get cash back whenever I shop at giant locations, and you can too. It's easy. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash for buying the groceries you're already buying. And if you thought it couldn't get any better, my limited time promo code, CHARM15, get you an extra $10 bonus on your first purchase. You know what's wild? Family of four is spending $1,200 a month on groceries right now. I saw that number and thought there's got to be a smarter way to do it. And I found it. It's called Upside. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use my promo code CHARM15 to redeem your $10 bonus at any giant location. That's the promo code CHARM15. Join real people earning money just for buying groceries. Plus, you can cash out anytime to your bank account or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Download the free Upside app using my limited time promo code CHARM15 for a $10 bonus on your first purchase at any giant location. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
For great food, great drinks, and a great time, Cross Street Market is Baltimore's spot in Federal Hill. With stalls like Pizza De Joey, Theo's Rolls and Bowls, Dashi Ramen, and the Red Hot Jollof Bowl, along with the Watershed Restaurant. It's the perfect place to meet for a bite or a drink. Just say the words, "I'll see you at the market."
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZFM, Cadenceville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
There was a lot to celebrate in Game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader as the Orioles beat up on the Astros 10-3 and took the series in the process. Adley Rutschman and Jeremiah Jackson became the first Orioles duo to hit grand slams in the same game since 2015, but even more important was the lengthy outing by Chris Bassitt. He gave up just one run through 6 2/3 while recording a season-high 7 strikeouts.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he went deep in the game, also offense too. Like, Adley, that was a big hit for us to kind of get some score separation and, you know, allow Bassitt to kind of stay on the gas and keep throwing strikes and eat some bullpen guys too, as far as keeping some guys down and being able to be available for the next game.
There's Craig Albernaz on his veteran starter. The Birds would go on to drop the series finale 11-5, meaning they'll finish the month of April with a 15-16 overall record. Up next is a four-game road series against the Yankees. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens, Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney.
105.7 The Fan. Sponsored by Petro. For the best AC system tune-up and repair services, go with your local HVAC pros. Go with Petro. Visit Petro.com or call 844-482-2496 today.
Riveted with Ryan, American League East Report. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. We've been talking throughout the day about the Orioles splitting the doubleheader with the Houston Astros. 10-3 in the first game. Adley and Jackson hit grand slams. Chris Bassitt, best start as an Oriole, 6 2/3. Only gives up the one run. Game two, however, things go pear-shaped for the Orioles as they get spanked 11-5. They were down 10-0. Brandon Young got lit up. Defense didn't do him any favors. Off to New York tonight. Start a four-game series against the Yankees. Talk about them in the bottom of the hour. Randy Miller, Will Warren, 3-0, 259. For New York, and Ryan, we're assuming Cade Povich is going to get the ball for the Orioles.
It feels like that's what we're about to see. And honestly, Cade's looked fantastic so far, and hopefully he can replicate that. And it is a big series. It's early, but it's a big series in the Bronx.
Outside of the Baltimore-Houston doubleheader yesterday, only one game in the American League East. Minnesota Twins taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. And Minnesota's stud center fielder is on kind of a heater, and he kept it rolling yesterday.
As Byron swings and hammers it high and deep to left field, back it goes towards the bleachers and gone. The Buck Truck strikes again. His eighth of the season. It is now 3-1 Twins here in the sixth.
Twins TV on the call. Kevin Gaughan's been feeling that pain. Byron Buxton goes deep, as you heard, 3-for-4 yesterday. He's homered in three of his last four games. Jeffers goes deep as well. And Over picks up his third win of the season for the Minnesota Twins, who win 7-1. And in that, as we just talked about last hour, Mike Exisa, very mediocre AL Central right now.
It's up for grabs. It's there for the taking. And, you know, for the Twins, there wasn't a lot of expectations going into the year, given all of the moves and trades and kind of selling off at last year's deadline. But they do have some good pieces. Ober, obviously, great start. And Byron Buxton, when he plays and he's healthy, you're reminded of how good he is as a center fielder. And for those that are saying, hey, well, they should trade him, well, guess what? He doesn't want to be traded. He's got no trade clause. But
yeah,
you never know.
Today in the division and tonight, Astros at the Red Sox, start a series there. The Giants are at the Trop, taking on the Rays. Minnesota and Toronto resume acquaintances tonight. And the Orioles at New York, taking on the Yankees. 7:05 first pitch. Standings right now, Yankees game and a half up on the Tampa Bay Rays. Orioles, Blue Jays, Boston bringing up the rest. Detroit, Cleveland tied for first in the Central. A's game and a half up on Seattle. Seattle starting to come to life. Angels start to flatline a little bit. They've lost 6 in a row, 9 of 10. Out the NL East, rather. Braves 6.5 up on the Marlins. The Orioles will play them early next week. Miami, that is. A Cincinnati game up on the Cubbies in the Central. Every team is 500 or above in the NL Central. The Dodgers right now, half game up on the Padres. Arizona 3.5 off the pace there. That's your baseball report for this Featured Arts Friday. It's ELO. Let's get out to the phones, though. Before we get into Dabo Sweeney, let's go to Mark in Bel Air. Mark, thanks for holding your ribbon out with Ryan here on The Fan.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. Doing good. Hey, first I want to say, what a great segment to the show. I enjoy Thursdays and Fridays with, you know, listening to, you know, the baseball knowledge, and it's an absolute blast. A couple of points on the early segment. You were talking about stealing and playing small ball. Stealing wise, I don't see where the Orioles can benefit from that, because they missed one very important ingredient into the base stealing, and that's speed. They don't have any speed.
Hey, sorry, Mark, your phone's a little inconsistent with the signal there, but he's talking about the Orioles. Maybe this isn't a team that's built for that sort of
Well, and the Mark's point, first off, we're glad you tune in and enjoy the conversations, and you get to listen to the host of Baltimore Baseball Tonight, Bob Haney. But to the point that I think he makes a good point of it might not benefit, I'm not saying that the Orioles need to be a base-running team. It's going back to, what do you do well? And what could you do better to make an impact when your offense or some of your players aren't doing what they can do. So, like, for the Rays, for instance, small ball, they bunt a lot, they want to create and put things in motion. Yeah, they have Junior Caminero that can then they can leave the ballpark at any moment in time as a power bat superstar. But above all, strengths of your team. The Orioles' strength is they have a really potent lineup. They do. But they also do have guys that can make things happen on the base path. So I'm not saying that they need to be this overly aggressive base-stealing team, but the little things, they got to clean up their base running. They got to clean up getting picked off. And then with guys that have that ability, see if you can maximize that, because that can be a difference for you when you're in some high leverage games looking to get a run or two across.
When we come back, we're going to shift gears a little bit. Ryan Ripken talked to a national championship winning football coach. Stick around for that. And then we'll talk about the Yankees. Randy Miller, New Jersey Advanced Media, New York right now. Looks like the best team in the American League, and they might get better.
This is VJ Surhoff. You're listening to the best Orioles coverage on Sports Radio 105.7, The Fan.
Ripping it with Ryan on the Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7, The Fan.
All right, ripping it with Ryan. Now, Ryan Ripken, I don't know if you've heard, ladies and gentlemen, he has a side hustle. Tell everybody about your side hustle. Who you were hustling with yesterday.
Side hustle.
Well, maybe this is your side hustle.
Hey, you know what? I am committed to all of my work and opportunities. I have really enjoyed getting into the media space.
Nice.
And I know that a lot of people see me as a baseball guy, as I am a guest on the Baltimore Baseball Tonight Show, hosted by Bob Haney.
Correct.
And while I love the baseball side, I have the Ryan Ripken Show that runs Monday through Friday. And that's on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Shameless plug. But what I try to do is I want to try to give insights and knowledge to all of guests, people that watch, and give more information to the community. And so in this case, we cover a lot of baseball and football, but the draft just happened, and there were some great stories. One being that Steve Bisciotti made his first pick ever as a owner of the Ravens. And who he selected was Adam Randall, the running back out of Clemson. So I said, you know what? I have a group that works very hard to try to give us the best guest. And he worked to get us, shout out Ryan Schell. We got Dabo Swinney from Clemson. Why not go direct to the source? And one of the things here that you're going to hear in this first clip, if it's okay, Nolan, we got it all lined up, is Bisciotti did his homework on the draft and the players. So I asked Coach Swinney, what was the conversation, and talked to me about why Bisciotti loved Adam Randall so much. And it actually goes back to a mental fortitude test from a SEAL Team 6 representative.
He had a SEAL Team 6 guy that I guess he hired to do due diligence on a bunch of people. After I got through talking, he said, well, I want to let you know something. And he said, I got this SEAL Team 6 guy. And he said, out of 275 people, he had Adam Randall ranked third when it came to mental makeup, character. And I went, really? And I was like, well, if I'm you, I want to know who one and two is. You know, that was kind of my, I'm like, who the heck's one and two?
So first off, we talk so much about the mental side of the game and sports and going through it. And so why Steve had someone that was a former member of the SEAL Team 6, from what I see, I think it's genius, is because people in that situation, you have to have a certain mental fortitude about you. How can you handle things when it gets tough? What's your character? How are you able to persevere? Because in sports, you are going to fail. You're going to have hard times. But what can that makeup be to help not only for your individual success, which is great, but as a team? How do you work together as a team? And they did it with all these prospects. And I thought that was a really great insight, that of 275 people that they tested, Adam Randall was ranked third. Third! I'm telling you, man, the mental side is so important. So important.
Yeah, they must be talking about Steve Claggett. Remember, Bob, we were at the Army-Navy festivities last year, and he was there for the Ravens, former Navy SEAL. I was trying to put the pieces together in my head. I'm like, who is this SEAL that he's talking about? How does he have these connections? He works for the Ravens. Used to be in the Navy.
Yeah, he was with us down at the convention center, as Nolan said, prior to Army-Navy. And, you know, I think it's SEAL Team 6. I think that's like a TV show or like a sequel to SEAL Team 1, like a movie. But you mentioned Adam Randall, who the Ravens drafted, converted wide receiver to running back. And here's Dabo elaborating on his skill set.
They're a great fit for each other. I think the Ravens are a great fit for Adam, and Adam is a great fit for the Ravens. I mean, he just makes everybody better that's around him. Really talented football player. This kid's 235 pounds. He can run. He can run the entire route tree. He's not just a running back that you put out there and say, all right, let's run an option route and maybe run a corner or something. Like, he can run the entire route tree. But he got better and better and better as transitioning to running back last year. And I think to be able to learn from a guy like Derrick Henry, his football, I mean, it's all in front of him.
It's all in front of him was the last words there. And this is the other part of the journey of a player, is that he was asked to transition and he accepted that role. And then not only did he do that, he started to excel at that. But when you do that, you learn new skills. Or then you have your old skills that you then develop with these new skills, which in this case for the Ravens, he's a big back, Bob. He's a big back, but he has a skill set and a comfortability catching the football. So, you know, Dabo is so complimentary of him and what he's capable of doing. And for the Ravens in this case, which is an amazing thing to look at, I hope Derrick Henry's going to play for as long as he can.
Right.
And I think he's a freak of nature. He's going to go down as one of the best running backs the league has ever seen. But to have a guy like him be the head of the room with Adam Randall, getting to learn from him and getting to learn from some of these other Ravens running backs in this group, it's a huge benefit. And with that skill set and with what the Ravens want to do, there will be opportunity. So it's seems like a great match. And Steve Bisciotti, I joked with Dabo about, okay, how is Steve as a draft, evaluator? And he goes, Steve did his homework. You know, Steve wants to ask all the questions. He watches the tape. He follows up. He wants to look at every single part that he can. And we had countless phone calls and conversations over the years of getting to know him. But then obviously leading up to this situation, he was checking the boxes and making sure, because I think that's what made Steve such a great owner. The funny thing is, he can make a pick whenever he wants. He's the owner. We've heard other teams go, well, reports come out that so-and-so might have stepped in to help with this pick. That has never been Bisciotti's MO. I have football people. What's their job? Make the best decisions for this football club. I trust them. So Steve wants to make sure he lives up to that. But I feel like Steve's now created this legendary tale about him, Bob, because there is Steve is, whether it's his press conference, which he had this offseason, where you kind of feel like it's got that mob boss, don't want to mess with him, but also everyone that talks about his sincerity. I have a lot of former players about how gracious the Bisciotti family is. And then seeing this, it seems like he really does everything. He's been a man of the people and a true leader here in the organization.
He's got my vote. I'm ready to start voting for him, but Dabo also talked about Steve Bisciotti and the input that he had in the Adam Randall selection.
The crazier story about your owner, I told him this story. The first time I met him, I was at the beach with a Clemson guy over in the Bahamas with a Clemson guy. And he says, hey, we're playing golf today and we're playing with the owner of the Ravens. I'm like, okay. So we show up to play golf at this place. And I kid you not, it's the first time I met Mr. Bisciotti, and he has no shirt and no shoes, and we play 18 holes of golf. And I'm like, well, I am madly overdressed here in my golf shirt and, golf shoes. But it was the coolest, funnest time, and we had to spend a little time, had dinner.
Isn't that – it's always how you envision how a relationship starts.
Yeah.
Also, I want to throw in, I asked Dabo, was there a stogie involved, the cigar? He goes, oh, absolutely, Steve had one. Because – Steve is authentic to who he is, and that's where the relationship started for them. And from that moment on,
he would call Coach Sweeney and check in. Because, look, it's not just that the Ravens just signed or drafted and signed Adam Randall. You know, they have other Ravens that have come through the pipeline here, and it's never about intervening. It's just continuing to make relationships in sports, in the world, in business. It's about building your relationships. And I just also thought it was funny as hell just hearing Steve do that. And I also, when I told Coach Sweeney, I go, yeah, there's nothing that surprises me with that story at all. That's just who Steve is, and he's been quiet, but I think people are seeing the true side of him, and there's a lot of great. It's a guy that you would want to sit down, go play golf with, have a couple drinks and a couple cigars.
Yeah. No shirt, no shoes, no problem for Steve Bisciotti. When we come back, let's talk some Yankees. Randy Miller, New Jersey Advance Media. New York's off to a great start, and they're going to get Garrett Cole back at some point in time, and they got a stud down on the farm at George Lombard. Dominguez, he's kind of banged up a little bit, but that Aaron Judge, I mean, come on, just stop throwing him the ball.
Big Bad Morning Show, Vinny and Haney, Inside Access, live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
This is The Fan, baby.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. The Fan. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
The Orioles' defensive inconsistency was on full display in yesterday's doubleheader, to the point where Craig Albernaz said his team took themselves out of the fight in Game 2 because of all the gaffes. The concerns and red flags have been there since spring training got underway, and there's no missing piece that'll come in and magically change everything overnight. Here's Craig Albernaz being asked about that shaky defensive effort in the blowout loss.
No, it's constant conversations. Yeah, the guys acknowledge it. Guys are working every day. And that's something that we're going to continue to get better at.
Even with the ugly finish, the O's still managed to win the series against the Astros and will now head off to the Bronx for a four-game set with the Yankees that starts later tonight at 7:05. This Fan Flash is sponsored by McDonald's. Downloading the McDonald's app has its privileges. Order your favorites ahead of time, save money with app-exclusive deals, earn free food, and get your favorites delivered with McDelivery. Stop wasting time and order from the McDonald's app today. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens, Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Ripping It with Ryan. Sponsored by Dubo Law. Real people, real results. For a free consultation, call 410-ASK-DUBO. Here's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken.
Ripping It with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken. Orioles in New York taking on the Yankees tonight. Tracking out Randy Miller from New Jersey Advanced Media. But let's get out to the phones. In the meantime, been asking you, the audience, to describe the Orioles in one word that's not inconsistent. I said annoying. Nolan said aggravating. Eddie said 15 different words. You said unexcusable.
Unexceptional.
Unexceptional. Okay. Rich Dubroff said mediocre, which I think is kind of appropriate, too. Let's go to Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, what do you think?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Ryan. Yeah, my word, I like your word and Nolan's word. Mine is unacceptable. but, you know, it's funny. I was when I called in, I really wanted to follow up after Eddie's comments because I got a few years on you and Eddie.
Yeah.
But I told Nolan while I was on the phone, I would be thrilled with a split of this series. The way the Orioles are playing – with the question marks and pitching and the horrendous defense, I would be thrilled if we could go in the Yankee Stadium and split. I've got my fingers crossed that we're not going to get swept. And at the start of this segment, Nolan was talking about the defense, and that's the concern. I mean, I think the hitting is going to get better. I mean, there's no way Alonso is going to keep hitting like this. Gunner's is going to pick up, and Ward is a professional hitter. And if a couple other guys can hit, we can stay in games with the hitting. But the defense is just it was poor last year. It's borderline atrocious this year. And I don't see, you know, Ryan can correct me if I'm wrong, but these guys now, we're not talking about rookies that can't play or people with limited major league experience. We're talking about guys who have been in the major league 5, 6, 7 years. I just don't see them, you know, the present roster getting significantly better on defense. So that's the concern. And yeah, I think we can scrape it together and we might squeak into the playoffs, but it would be a miracle to make the World Series and to win the World Series. And we've talked about how long it's been. I can remember, you know, in 66 going, when we had our first World Series, show you how much times have changed. My father and I walked up to Game 3 and got tickets and got decent seats. So, you know, we got spoiled in the 60s and 70s, and I think we're a long way from getting back there. But thanks, guys. Great show.
All right, Ryan. Warren, have a great weekend. Great points there, too. And, yeah, we said it earlier when Ed called, and Warren just talked about it, you know, in a different era, you know, when your grandfather and then your dad came up and your Uncle Bill threw the system the Oriole way.
Mm-hmm.
A bad year for the Orioles when I was a kid. They went 88-74 in 1976, the year they traded for Reggie Jackson, who held out for a month. Then he finally decided to grace us with his presence and all that good stuff. And actually had a pretty good year for the Birds. 88-74, people were losing their minds in a negative way. If they go 88-74, Craig Albernez might be one of the candidates for manager of the year.
Yep.
That's how times have changed. And it was long before the wild card. They had teams that won 99 games, 97, 100 games, didn't even make the playoffs. They would have been dangerous back in those days. Now with this expanded field, you can be kind of mediocre but get hot at the right time. Just look at the World Series of 23. The Orioles felt the pain of the Texas Rangers in the divisional round. And that was Arizona made the World Series.
Yeah, and Arizona was the final team, final wild card, 84 wins, I believe they had.
So you never know. If you get to the dance, you got a chance.
Well, and that's the truth. I mean, I don't mind the new format because I think it keeps more teams in it. But what it does is it slightly diminishes the 162 season because, you know, you have a couple other teams that can get in and you don't have to play that all that well. You have to play well enough to get the invitation. Once you get the invitation, who can be good in a best of three? Who can be good in a best of five? And how can you play in a best of seven if you continue to go that far, right? That's how it turns out. Because you want to go back to previous years, it's not always the best team that wins. It's the team that's playing well in that exact moment. And You have a pitcher that's hot or two that can lead you and guide you to a championship run. I mean, you want to go back to 2019. The Washington Nationals were 19-31. They got hot, made the playoffs, and all of a sudden, they go on a run where in the wild card game, an error by the right fielder on a Juan Soto single led to three runs or two runs scoring, whatever it was. Then that's win that game, and then they go on that run where they go win the World Series. So, point being, things can happen, but what you can have happen here is the defense does have to be cleaned up, and to factor that in, the Orioles have the fifth most errors in baseball right now with 20.
I think there is that sense of hope, right, because of the additional wild card spot, that's for sure. The only thing that I don't like about it, and it's, I guess, relatively minor, is the impact it's had on the trade deadline. Right, more teams have convinced themselves that we don't need to sell because we're still technically alive here. We could still hang around in the wild card race. And then you get kind of, at least these last couple of years, just feels like a little more of a subdued trade deadline, which is, I mean, it's not good for fans, right? We want all the excitement. We want the blockbusters. And I don't think it's good for, I mean, how a team like the Orioles, who we think is going to be needy at the trade deadline of one or two pieces that could put them over the top. You know, if you have less people selling, obviously it's less players available, but it drives the asking price up. So that's the only negative effect that we've seen with the playoff expansion.
And the Orioles, 2024, they were buying. Last year, selling a little bit. And getting back to your errors thing, and you mentioned it early in the show. Ripping with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. We're hanging with Haney, rolling with Nolan, and ripping with Ryan here on this Featured Artist Friday. You talked about the documented errors, fifth most. How many of those that don't go in the stat sheet?
It's up there.
Can affect the outcome adversely in a game. Well, we saw it last night there with O'Neill in right field.
Hey, let's do a little history then. Let's take you back in time here. A little flashback Friday. And this was...
Yeah.
14 or 16 years ago, I forget which year it was, Rangers-Cardinals World Series. Game 6, Texas is on the verge. They are one out away. There's a ball hit to right field, and Nelson Cruz is playing right. And it is not a, for sure, catchable ball. But was it a chance that they could have won the game if Nelson Cruz got a better jump on that baseball? The answer is yes. Does it go down as an error? No, it goes down as David Freese hit a game-tying triple. And then what happened in extra innings? David Freese hits the go-ahead home run. This famous words from Joe Buck, we will see you tomorrow night. And then the Cardinals go on to win the series. Again, not an error, but a play that could have been made? Yes, and for the Orioles and for teams, you're going to have moments here where we're going to sit here. And you're going to have to go back and look that if you had made a play, could that have changed the outcome? And I don't like doing the what if there, but that is why defense is so important. It's the non-negotiables of the game. And this is why for all the people that say, oh, it's the older generation harping on it. No, well, because you had to do that. You had to be fundamentally sound. Why? If you weren't, you lost games. And if you lost games in the regular season, you didn't have a chance at the postseason, right? For the pennant race,
right?
You didn't have that. Imagine when the Orioles, it was 1982, right?
Yes.
That they down to the wire, final game. Hey, it was a hell of a comeback for the Orioles. They won the first three, lose that final to Milwaukee. But imagine if you had the wild card scenarios back then. Well, the Orioles would be dancing, right? They'd be moving on. But there was probably a couple moments in there where they look back and go, man, there was a game or two that cost us. It might not cost you in the wild card, but it'll cost you in the postseason. It'll cost you a chance to go to a place you haven't been in 43
and
years.
And that game that you referenced there when your dad was a rookie, Ben Ogilvie made a sliding catch down the left field line that saved two or three runs.
Mm-hmm.
That would have put the Orioles. Joe Nolan would have, and Gorman Thomas leapt or whatever, took a home run from Ken Singleton in the first inning. So anyway, to your point, and getting back to Nelson Cruz, didn't Ron Washington take heat because they didn't put a defensive replacement in?
It was talked about.
Yeah, so there you go. St. Louis Cardinals. And before we go to a break, you mentioned Joe Buck's call. His father, Jack, made the exact same call when Kirby Puckett hit the game-winning homer in Game 6 of the 91 World Series against the Braves off Charlie Liebrandt. He said, "We'll see you tomorrow night, folks." And then the next day, Jack Morris pitched 10 innings in a Game 7. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning when you walk out of your lottery-winning ticket than you do have seen a starter go 10 innings in a Game 7 of a World Series. We'll be back to wrap this thing up over here.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
The New York Knicks didn't just win Game 6, they made history in a record-shattering 140-89 blowout over the Hawks. The Knicks set an NBA playoff record with a 47-point halftime lead. By the way, Karl Anthony Towns, he had a triple-double in the game. New York closes out the series 4-2 and marches into the Eastern Conference semifinals. I'm Maddie Bates.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ripping it with Ryan on the Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles and Yankees coming up tonight. 7:05 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, which I listen to religiously with Tim Barbalace and Ryan Ripken. What's our player spotlight tonight, just out of curiosity, so people will tune in at 6 o'clock?
We're going to go down the well with Adley Rutschman, with how the team goes as he goes, but in general of why you need to believe that this Adley is back, what he's done, what he continues to do. And the questions are not can the Orioles have two catchers, but what's the best way to utilize them to help lead this team, because I think Sammy and Adley are going to, and I think they're going to have to be big parts moving forward.
Now, with Adley, the bat is speaking for itself, but the pop time behind the plate, when he threw out Altuve game one, that was a vintage get up, pop, perfect throw inside of the bag. Altuve was meat at second base. His pop time, it kind of, maybe it was some of these injuries that he doesn't want to talk about or says he didn't have. I guess there was a back issue 2 years ago, but a lot of people, Nolan included, is guilty, kind of question his defensive capabilities behind the dish. Is there more to the equation here? Are we starting to see the guy that, you know, he was 1-1 for a reason, and now that he's healthy, we're starting to see that on both sides of his game here.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be the best catcher to go and throw out runners, but you got to be able to be a threat. And it's not just on the catcher, right? It's got to be the starting, you're not starting pitchers. Your pitchers in general have to do a good enough job holding runners on. So I don't care how good your catcher is behind the dish. If you can't hold a guy on and they get a good jump, your catcher's got no chance no matter what. I think for Adley, though, that was probably the best, you know, pitch and catch moment, transfer throw on the money, tag down. That was probably one of the best throws he's had. I'd even argue in his big league career just because of the crispness to it. But I think for Adley, the biggest part that we've seen, he's evolved now as understanding how to call games behind the plate. But now can you just keep your body feeling good enough? And catching, it's such a, you know, it's the hardest position in baseball because your body's getting beaten up all the time. And Adley had been a guy that was the regular. And if we're going to go back, I believe to 23, you know, he was catching a lot. And then he was trying to DH more. But he's got to now just get comfortable. How do I maintain myself? I think for Sammy Basayo, though, why I'm saying it can help both of them is Adley doesn't have to rely on being the guy behind the dish. Sammy can help with that, but Sammy's got to continue to elevate his game, and they can both take pressure off of each other, and I think that's the part. It's not a competition between the two of them. It's, well, these two guys could make each other better, give them rest when they need it, and keep their bat in the lineup so they both can be effective. But the defensive side for Adley, there's nothing, Bob, that I'm seeing differently. It's just that he seems like he's physically feeling well, and you want to see how long you can prolong that process.
Nolan McGraw, any closing thoughts for the people here on this Featured Artist Friday?
Today is my mother's birthday, so I'd like to wish her a very, very special happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nolan.
I'll be calling you after the show. And other than that, let's have a good weekend.
All right, let's do it. Fine, huh?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's start here. One word to describe the Orioles season. We've had quite a few people chime in here. I'll pick some of the best. Start with Baron, who says, one word for me, just sad. Sad that I'm paying MLB prices for minor league product.
I don't know if it's like if I'm a Mets fan or a Phillies fan, I'm sad. Even Red Sox. I don't know if I'm sad with the Orioles.
Yeah, and if you went to yesterday's doubleheader, just look at it like I paid for game one and game two was free.
Yeah, but, you know, to Baron's point, when I bought two beers for $46, including tip, I was a little sad and broke.
Another one here, Joe in Baltimore, pretty short and sweet, says one word for the Orioles, overrated.
Is that in the equation, Ryan Ripken?
Well, I think it depends on how you viewed them going in. I mean, if they don't start to take off, then yeah, I think that would fit more. But I think there was a lot of people out there that weren't really sold on the Orioles to begin with. They still thought that they'd be a third or fourth place team. So it really depends on how you view them. I think that they have not reached the potential, but if they don't make the playoffs, I think that would be, you'd be underperforming, and definitely in that case would be overrated.
Another text here from Bill says, after Tyler O'Neill's latest misadventure in right field, I think it's way past time for him to be gone. Just bite the bullet, DFA him, eat the contract, because they're not winning with him as a part of that outfield defense, not providing anything at the plate either.
It's been... That, the one word, I guess, for Tyler O'Neill's time in Baltimore for fans has been frustrating. I think that's the injuries. The other part with the whole outfield situation, this isn't even a Tyler O'Neill problem. This is, they have so many guys that they have to figure out who's going to play and who is the best guys to have out there in right field and center field, because Taylor Ward is going to play. And I think that whole part with Tyler O'Neill has just created, it's created a carousel. And I, no one, I guess, has fully taken over, except I do think Dylan Beavers needs to play a lot more. I really do. But yeah, you hope Well, the one thing Tyler O'Neill has over all the other outfielders besides Taylor Ward, he is a bona fide big league bat. So if you think that there's value there, you got to play him. But there are moments where I understand the frustration.
A lot of issues from the fan base with the Orioles' very shaky defense. Texter here says, if you watch the rest of the league, lack of situational baseball IQ is becoming more of a league-wide issue. The kids who grew up playing showcases are now making it to the league. These are things that never had to be taught in Major League Baseball before.
I mean, I always like to be respectful of this, but there are some things that need to just bluntly be cleaned up. I think there was things that were prioritized more. Is it fair to say, Bob?
Sure.
That I don't think are prioritized enough now. And I think that that is something we need to rewire on that. I think we need to get back to basics. That's a simple answer, but I think it's true. You do a lot of the little things right, you win a lot more. And those little things aren't big glaring issues of what we're talking about. It should be a constant. The little things should be a constant with your team, not a talking point consistently. I think it's the only time we used consistent. Consistently talking about it.
Yeah, you have consistently used that word. Nolan McGraw, always great to see you. We will see you on Monday. Ripping in with Ryan. You'll be back tonight with Tim Barbalay.
We'll be back.
Baltimore Baseball Tonight, which I'll be listening to, of course, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Here on 105.7 The Fan, get you ready for the Orioles and Yankees coming up at 7:05. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. For Quick Draw McGraw, for Ryan Ripken, for Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday. For now, class dismissed.
Hot take, the Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.